Welcome to the Cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we have something very special this week. First time we've done this. We have a listener that's going to co-host with me tonight. And her name is Laura. So let me turn your microphone on. You want to say hello?
Hi.
Hi, Laura. Laura Dziedzic, to be exact. And maybe you could just tell us how this happened.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, my husband was listening to one of your fundraising drives, and he heard we were listening to the Beatles Hour, and he heard that if he made a donation, he could get me on a program of my choice. And so obviously he knew the Beatles was the one that I would pick, and he wasn't sure whether he was going to be in trouble when he asked me to listen to the radio, and suddenly it said, Jerry just called, and his wife Laura is going to be hosting or be a guest on the Beatles Hour.
Well, that's a pretty nice present. I don't think I'd complain about that too much. But yeah, so we're really glad to have you here. Maybe you could just tell us where you're from.
Well, we live here in New Jersey, in Pattonburg, New Jersey, which is near Clinton. Mm-hmm. And we also live in Breckenridge, Colorado. When we retired a couple years ago, we moved out there too.
So you listen online, I guess, a lot of the time?
We listen when we're here in town.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, anyway, like I said, we're glad to have you. You're going to be here the whole evening queuing up the records. These are all going to be Laura's choices, and she's going to tell us, you know, what we're about to hear and what we have heard, and talk a little bit about whatever she wants to talk about in relation to the songs that she's queued up. So maybe you could just tell us what we're about to hear first.
Well, we're going to start out taking this as the Beatles progressed, and start out with a couple of their first songs. And the two that I picked were I Saw Her Standing There and All My Loving. And then we may also move on to a song a little later on in their music, which is called In My Life.
Okay, so I Saw Her Standing There from Please Please Me.
1, 2, 3, 4! Remember, I'll always be true. pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
And of course, that was the Beatles. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles with your host, Gary Ault, and with our co-host, Laura. And maybe you could tell us what we just heard and why you picked those songs.
Well, Gary asked me to pick what my favorite Beatles songs were. And of course, that's a very, very difficult thing to do. It took me hours to sort of go through the various songs and come up with some that I thought really meant something to me. And the reason I picked those two as starting, number one, with I Saw Her Standing There, there was something about the way Paul starts that song with the one, two, three, four, mm-hmm. that I think just really draws the listener into the song and makes you feel like you're really part of it. Mm-hmm. And so that was one very special one. And when I saw Paul in tour, he played that as his one of his encores. And it was just so, it just had such impact. And then All My Lovin', I think by the time that came out, all the girls who loved the Beatles thought, he must be singing this to me. and so much so that, you know, I grab a bunch of different books sometimes to find a little bit of personal story about the Beatles. And I grabbed Cynthia Lennon's book once. And I decided that there probably was a problem with some of the truth in the book, because she actually said John wrote that song for her. And it was about his love to her. Mm. And unfortunately, she picked the wrong Beatle. It was Paul, and he allegedly wrote the song for Jane Asher.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that. Okay, you have to come by every week, because I do this trivia question every week. You can supply me with all kinds of great questions. So yeah, and you know, it's interesting that they gave so much attention to every part of every song, from the beginning to the middle to the end. And the first one I saw her standing there is a good example of that. But there's so many examples of how just the electricity starts instantaneously. Like, She Loves You, just, you know it's the Beatles, and it's like nobody else that's going to do that. Now, what's coming up next?
That we're going to do In My Life, which is from Rubber Soul, and We Can Work It Out to follow.
Okay.
There are places I remember. Living it my way? Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
Listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, with your co-host, Laura. And maybe you could tell us what we just heard.
Well, we started out with In My Life, which is one I picked because it really is one of Lennon's first major pieces of work. In fact, that is how he feels about this song. And it really reaches back into significant childhood moments and his reflection of his own life. So that one really, I think, has a big impact. on their work. And the second one was We Can Work It Out. And I sort of put that one in there because I find it a rather comical song, actually, because Paul McCartney wrote that song again to Jane Asher.
Right.
And I think if he's trying to work his relationship out and he constantly is saying, try to see it my way, you know, no wonder the relationship never really panned out because didn't sound like a lot of compromise was going on there. And then the last one, Here, There, and Everything, is a very special song to me. It was one that I chose for our wedding, my husband Jerry's and my wedding. And it just is one of the greatest love songs I think the Beatles ever wrote.
Yeah. In fact, good friends of mine had that as their wedding song as well. So you're only the second person I ever heard that did that. Maybe we just have maybe half a minute or something like that. Maybe we could just tell us how you came to love the Beatles.
Oh, I was part of the early Beatlemania and was really attracted to the first song they did, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And then, of course, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show in February of 64. And that was when I became a complete and crazy Beatlemaniac. I never got to see the Beatles, though, until I saw Paul McCartney live in 2000. So that was always one of my big disappointments.
Yeah, well, I've never even done that much. I've just seen them on TV like you and all the videos. We used to look so forward to the David Frost or the Smothers Brothers or, I don't know, whatever show that they were doing the videos on because it was just, we just were, you know, had to see the Beatles, you know.
Yeah.
So grew up with them.
I think one of the remarkable things is really the impact they had for such a short period of time of being together. I mean, in the U.S., they hit the U.S. in 64 and they broke up by 69. Let It Be was the last album they did. Mm-hmm. And in 5 years, they created an amazing amount of music that just changed the music world.
Exactly. Right. Well, we have to take a break, but as soon as we come back, after a minute and a half or so, we're going to carry on with more Beatles.
Hello.
Hello there, dear listener.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Weekly Feed. Each week, we spotlight the songs that are making the most noise across music blogs and sit down with some of our favorite artists. Sonic Youth, The Hold Steady, Pearl Jam, REM, Theophilus London, Mumford & Sons, they're all part of the show. So check us out this week on the Weekly Feed. Fridays at midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from our members and Sweet Jane's Cafe and Bar of Freeland Heights in New Jersey. Located at 278 Main Street, Sweet Jane's is open evenings Thursday through Saturday and has a menu featuring entrees, salads, desserts, and more. Sweet Jane's also offers off-site catering and a wine list. More information available at sweetjanesbar.com or by phone 908-813-8404. WNTI support comes from Dixon Energy. Dixon Energy supplies heating oil, biodiesel, and propane for homes and businesses. Dixon Energy also offers installation of boilers, solar hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Dixon Energy serves Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. More information available at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
To be alone, how do I feel?
listening to The Cavern with Gary Ault and Laura Dietzik. And Laura, what did we just hear?
Well, we just heard Strawberry Fields Forever, which comes from the Magical Mystery Tour album. And one of my favorite features of that song is just the ghostly feel of John's voice. And then we moved on to a happy song with a little help from our friends from the Sgt. Pepper's album, which was really, really hard to pick a particular song from that. So I picked that that song because of a special emotion it brings out in me from my high school days. And so it was a very happy song and a song that we used to support each other, my friends and I, in high school. It was also a song that John and Paul wrote specifically so that Ringo would have a song to sing on the album, and one of the reasons I picked it was to feature Ringo. The next song we're going to hear is one from the White Album, and it's a very sentimental song that John wrote to his mother called Julia.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, sing the song of love, Julia. Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, song of love, Julia. Calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia, Julia. Ooh.
Surely be learning.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and Laura Dietzik is our co-host tonight, a listener whose husband gave her the gift of being able to co-host a show with little old me, of all people. And maybe you could tell us what we just heard, Laura.
Well, we started with Julia from the White Album, and as I mentioned, it was a song that John wrote to his mother, but it also has a significance because it refers to Julia as Ocean Child, and Yoko's name in translated from the Japanese is Child of the Ocean. So it was also a song about Yoko, and apparently she helped him with the lyrics on this song because she was a poet.
Oh.
The second song we heard was While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and this was a tough one because George did so many beautiful songs at the end of the Beatles being together, and this was one of them. The other two that I was looking at was Something, which is probably one of the more beautiful love songs written, and Here Comes the Sun, which he wrote in Eric Clapton's garden. So we listened to While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Eric Clapton playing the lead guitar.
That made me happy.
I did that for Gary. And then the last song that we heard was Come Together from the Abbey Road album. And this was at the point where the Beatles were really struggling to work together. And George Martin has said that this song was sort of a rejuvenation of the collaboration of Lennon and McCartney and was uniquely named Come Together.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. And I'm supposed to be the trivia expert. Maybe we're going to take a short break and come right back. Maybe you could tell us what we're going to hear after the break.
Okay.
On Car Talk, it's important to approach every issue with an open mind.
I've been just waging a battle against my parents.
You're wrong. Whatever it is, you're wrong. Just forget it. We don't even want to discuss it, Stephen.
You never want to jump to conclusions.
And it's coming from the back.
No, front wheels.
That's what I thought.
We're Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers. Join us for Car Talk.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Patriot Rare Coin and Currency Appraisals, serving the entire tri-state area since 1986. Patriot Rare Coins offers numismatic appraisal and liquidation services for all United States coins and currency, and buys and sells entire collections. They are life members of the American Numismatic Association. More information available by phone, 973-827-5818.
WNTI and Kennedy Event Services presents WNTI Stage, 3 days of music on two stages, August 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion, Route 46, Delaware, New Jersey. We are currently accepting applications for food and craft vendors, and advanced three-day passes are on sale now. Vendor and band submission forms are available at wntistage.org. Want to become a corporate sponsor and get your logo on the stage banner? Check out wntistage.org.
And again, this is 91.9 WNTI. You're listening to The Cavern. And Laura, maybe you could tell us what we're going to hear next.
The next selection is one that John actually wrote all the way back in 1957 when he wanted to come up with a song about the American Railroad. And I want to dedicate this song to my husband, Jerry, who is a major train fan. And it's called One After 909.
Traveling on the one after 909. I said, move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. I begged her not to go, and I begged her on my bended knee. You're only fooling around, only fooling around with me. Move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're driving on the one after 909. Pick up my bags, run to the station. Railman says you got the wrong location. Pick up my bag, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, said you're traveling on the one after 909.
dice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said he's traveling on the one after 9-0. She said he's traveling on the one after 9-0. Said he's traveling on the one after 909.
Oh, Danny boy, the old Savannah calling.
WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to The Cavern with Gary and Laura. Laura, maybe you could tell us what we just heard.
We started with
One After 909, and also heard Get Back. Both of those two songs are from the Let It Be album and were two of the songs that the Beatles sang for the famous last rooftop concert on Savile Row. And if you know anything about that concert, you know that it was broken up by the businesses who called the police and came up and closed out the last time the public heard the Beatles live.
Yeah. What a shame.
I know.
So, and then what are we going to hear next?
The I believe last song we're going to hear is one that I've picked from the Sgt. Pepper's album that, in my opinion, is the best song the Beatles ever wrote. And it's very difficult to say that because they've written so many beautiful songs. But the reason that this song, I think, is special is because it shows the power of the Lennon and McCartney partnership. It shows the very edgy Lennon and perky Paul. Lennon's eerie voice really comes out beautifully on this, and it has the huge orchestral buildup that bridges the two songs. They were both two unfinished songs that made up A Day in the Life. It's got a huge, huge climax and is very intense. So I'd like to play A Day in the Life, started off with a little bit of Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay, and that's the last you're going to hear from us because we're going to fade out with A Day in the Life. So thank you very much, Laura, for being with us tonight. And thanks, Jerry, what a great gift. I mean, I wish I was half the husband you are. I don't know. maybe my wife would even love me if I was like you. I don't know. But we thank you very much for sitting in with us and for all the sharing all your Beatles memories and et cetera, et cetera. So now we'll listen to Sgt. Pepper and A Day in the Life.
Thank you. coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
We appreciate you coming in. We thank Jerry and, of course, Laura Dietzik and their friends Tom and Mel, who are in the audience as well. You can shout or do whatever you want or clap some more. And how about a big hand for the Beatles? I mean, are those guys good or what?
Oh, my God.
You know? Somebody should sign them to a record contract because I think they're going to go places.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing is after the Ed Sullivan show, some reporters were saying, I don't think they're going to stick. I think they'll fade away.
as bright as the guy at Decca Records that turned them down,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, well, we're going to go out with The End. And this is The End, so we...
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.